Your crush teaches you how to cook. Your gal muncher. Okay, now that the casserole's in the oven, let's talk about the side dish. How did you do with that carrot? Oh, excellent. Thin little sticks, just like I asked. Perfect. Now, we're going to place them in the bottom of the saucepan. The original recipe has us adding water, just enough to cover the carrots. But can I tell you a secret? Just between you and me. If you use water, it really depends on the quality of the carrot. Very good carrot, very good dish. But if it's just an okay carrot, it's just an okay dish. So, instead of water, I use ginger ale. It takes a little longer for the liquid to evaporate, but it brings out the sweetness. Good carrots taste amazing, and okay carrots still taste amazing. Now, we're going to dice a shallot. And it really has to be a shallot. You can't use an onion, it'll be too sharp. Shallots are much more delicate. As a general rule, in most recipes, you can replace an onion with a shallot, but you cannot do it the other way around. I learned that the hard way. Oh, yes, I made my share of mistakes in the kitchen. Everyone does. That's how you learn, sweetheart. So you don't need to be so nervous, okay? So, just pile the shallot on top of the carrot. Two more ingredients, and then we're done. It's really that simple. We add a tablespoon of butter, and then we cover it with some fresh chopped parsley. Put the lid on, and let's go over to the stove. Medium heat. Let it come to a simmer. And then lower. Let it cook for about 20 or 30 minutes. We're giving the ginger ale time to cook off, and then it's going to leave us with these delicious, delicate, sweet, slightly sticky carrots. And the beautiful part is you don't really need to keep checking on it or worry about burning it because on low heat, it's never going to burn. And that wasn't so difficult, right? You're going to have the hang of this in no time. Pretty soon you'll be teaching me how to cook. I'm just teasing a little, but really it's just practice, like anything else. Cooking, dancing, driving a car, flirting, kissing, fucking. Hi. May I kiss you? I've wanted to for a long time. Wanted you for a long time. No, it's true. Oh, don't misunderstand. I haven't been sitting at home obsessing over you or anything, but you're gorgeous, kind, talented. So quietly, casually, I've been wanting you. It's been gently simmering for a while now. But having you here, in my kitchen, so close to me, it's brought it up to a boil. Oh gosh, we need to lower the heat on the carrots. There we go. Of course, I would make it a point to say you can't burn them so long as you lower the heat, and then forget to lower the heat. In my defense, you're a very beautiful woman, and that's very distracting. Oh, fuck. You're so hot, baby. Part of me just wants to turn everything off so we can go to the bedroom right now. We don't need to keep checking either dish, but we don't really want to leave the room either. Of course, I could just fuck you here. Push you up against the refrigerator. Bend you over the counter. Oh, look how wide your eyes got. Your beautiful eyes. Beautiful, hungry eyes. Is that what you want, baby? You want to fuck in my kitchen while we're waiting for dinner? Yeah? You want to give me your cum as the first course? Well, give me that mouth first and we'll work up to it. That hot mouth was made to be kissed. God, baby, you taste so good. You taste so fucking good. You look so fucking sexy pressed against the refrigerator. It's not too cold, is it? Good. Would you like me to touch you there? Between your legs? Yeah? I have your permission to do that. I have your permission to rub your hot little sweet spot with my fingers while I've got you pinned against my cold refrigerator, while I'm nuzzling your neck. I can feel it through the fabric. How excited you are. How excited you are for me. Oh, you like the way I'm kissing you? And the way I'm rubbing your honey? Oh, you want me to rub it harder? I can do that for you. How's this? Yeah? You want it faster? Then you have to ask. Be a good girl and ask me for what you want. Oh, you like being called a good girl. I figured you might. Well, if you want me to call you a good girl, then you have to act like a good girl. Ask me to do it faster. But I think you can ask me better than that. There you go. Good girl. Very good girl. Lovely girl. Gorgeous girl. Kind girl. Sweet girl. My girl. Oh, wow. Look at you grinding your honey against my hand. So fucking eager. So fucking horny for me and my hot little fingers. Good thing I'm pressed against you. The way your legs are shaking, I doubt you could stay standing. You're such a needy little mess for me. You really need to come, don't you? I'll give you one cum for dinner. The rest will have to wait for after. So, I'm going to give you a choice. Do you want to cum right now, in your pants, rubbing your honey against my palm? Or do you want to cum in my mouth? My warm, wet, talented mouth? From the way you shuddered, I have my answer. Good girl. We'll have to get these clothes off of you. Come away from the refrigerator, darling. May I take your top off? Thank you. Oh, wow. I know I'm not telling you anything you don't know already, but you are absolutely stunning. Gorgeous. Gorgeous girl with gorgeous, gorgeous breasts. Well, yes, I am a bit of a boob girl, but I think you knew that already. May I touch them? Kiss them? Taste them? They look delectable. And they're pretty sensitive today, and not in a sexy way. Okay, something for next time then. Something to look forward to. Thank you for letting me know. Would you like to see mine?
No, I thought you might.
Help me with the buttons. I'll start at the top, you start at the bottom. Thank you. And now it's time for the big reveal. Go ahead. You can look. I like the way you look at me. I like the way your eyes feel on me. You can do more than look, though, if you want. Oh, good girl. Can I stroke your hair while you do that? Oh, thank you, baby. Oh, fuck, you're good at that. Feels so good. You're making me so wet. Feel it, baby. Feel how wet you're making me? Oh, you feel what you're doing to me. Oh, honey. Oh, please don't take your hand away. Please. Please keep touching me there. Keep rubbing that spot. God, that feels great. Oh, something about you has always made my knees wobble. Oh, no, no, I'm not just saying that. Even right from the start, just being near you, talking to you, made me giddy. Made me warm and flush. I guess I hid it pretty well, if you never noticed. You, on the other hand. No, no, you didn't hide it well at all. I knew right from the start that you wanted me. Just being near you, I could feel you getting warm and nervous. Could feel the heat coming off of you. Maybe that's part of what made me want you. I thought that this gorgeous woman, this gorgeous, funny, brilliant, talented woman, became this stammering, blushing mess because of me. Such a fucking turn on. But I think you know that. I'm pretty great myself, and I'm turning into a fucking mess because of you. You better stop. I'm supposed to be getting you off. Don't worry. There'll be plenty of time to return the favor after dinner. God, I'm almost as needy for you as you are for me, and I'm supposed to be the fucking dom. Yes, I'm the dom. Of course I'm the dom. The mouth on you. That gorgeous fucking mouth. Give it to me. You're still overdressed. May I? Beautiful. Can you climb up on the countertop for me? Good girl. And spread your thighs. Merci beaucoup. Is it okay if I touch you there? Get my fingers in your wet, sticky honey. Your sweet, sexy honey. Gosh, she's so soft. Oh, you like that, don't you? Your body is tensing. You're biting your lip. You look so fucking sexy, biting your lip like that while I play with your honey. Naked on my fucking countertop, with your legs open for me. You're getting so worked up, and we're not even at the good part yet. The part where I put my mouth right there. Right where you want it. Right where I want it. Because I want that, honey. I want to taste it. I want to taste you. Will you be a good girl and give it to me? Will you be my good girl and ask me for it? Beg me for it. Just beg me with your eyes, with your whimpers, with your hot breath crashing against my cheek, with the wetness on my fingers, with that hungry fucking mouth. Good girl. Yes, I'm getting on my knees for you. I'm still the dom. Don't get cheeky. Is this okay? Does it feel nice? Need it faster? Slower? Harder? Lighter? Just tell me, okay? Like it says at the end of the recipe. Add salt to taste. God, you taste delicious. Fuck the carrots. Forget the casserole. This is haute cuisine right here. Are you getting closer for me, baby? You gonna be a good girl and come for me? Yeah? Be a good girl and come in my mouth? Make a mess on my tongue? Be a good girl and get that hot, sweet honey all over my face? Do it, baby. Do it. I want you to do it. I need you to do it. Come for me. Come for me now. I've wanted this come for so long, and you're gonna fucking give it to me. Good girl. Good girl. Good girl. Good girl. Good girl. Do you want to taste your own honey, baby? I told you, you're delicious. Oh, I bet you want a taste of me. And you'll get it. Don't worry about that. But after dinner, you'll have to be patient. Hell, I have to be patient. I don't know if I can. I mean that. I always mean everything I say. Mostly because I'm terrible at lying. I'm so bad at it. But also this is the only way I know how to love somebody. Being open, in earnest, trusting someone right out of the gate. And sometimes that's been a mistake, but I can't wall it off. My heart just doesn't work that way. And more often than not, taking that leap of faith, putting that trust in someone, it's been rewarded. And maybe that's part of what pulls me to you. I don't know everything about you, but I know you have a kind heart, an open heart. You've been hurt before, but despite that, you're not afraid to be vulnerable, to trust. Thank you for trusting me. Here, let me help you down. Dinner will be ready soon. Help me set the table. You've been listening to Shh. Come again soon.